Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true transparency pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Pleased to be joined by Titans second round pick Harold Landry on the phone with us. Harold, great to have you on. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me.
How surprised were you that you were available in the second round?
I was pretty surprised. I'm not going to lie, but I mean, it all worked out. Tennessee was the place I wanted to go to all along, so I'm thankful to be going to Tennessee.
What was the weekend like now that you're officially in the NFL and you know the team you're headed to?
It was nice spending time with my family, but now it's time to go to work. So I'm back in Boston working out now, so I head to Tennessee on the 10th for rookie minicamp.
What is there a player that you feel like you resemble, an NFL guy whose game you think yours can be like?
Definitely Von Miller or Khalil Mack. I think same characteristics of my game come from both of those players. Obviously, I'm not on the level that they're at yet, but I think I can be there. So I just got to keep watching film, and just keep taking parts of their game and implementing into mine, and then I think everything will fall into place.
What did you learn the most coming back to Boston College this past year?
That it takes a lot to be successful, like in this game. Like it's not just the amount of work you put in. It's got to be like real solid work every single day. A lot of people don't understand like how much work it actually takes to be a top player and to perform every single day consistently. And then being coached by Coach T, I definitely learned a lot more, I guess, like to the game, being coached up by him. I would say that's it.
Are you thankful for that experience, or do you look back and second guess a little bit?
Oh, no, not at all. I don't regret my decision at all. I got my degree. I'm here. I'm about to go to Tennessee, get to play football for the Titans. I'm in the NFL. Got a great family. I'm 100% thankful to be in this spot, and I wouldn't go back for anything.
Harold Landry, our guest here on the Midday 180.
Setting aside the ankle injury, Harold, what was it like last year for you after the 16.5 sack season? How different was the blocking that you saw?
I definitely got a lot more like attention paid to me, but I mean, I knew that was going to happen. It was expensive. Coach Paxton, he did a great job trying to get the scheme to help me out, to give me more one-on-ones. There's a lot more attention paid to me. But, I mean, I knew that coming into the season, so I mean, I just wanted to just work around it.
You were very gracious when Vince Young apologized for butchering your name on Twitter. On the questionnaire the Titans did with you, you said you didn't have a nickname. How do you feel about the nickname Honor?
the memes and everything that I've been seeing is just hilarious. But, man. I mean, the stakes are stakes, but, you know, it was a funny moment. I mean, it's cool, though.
So for Titans fans watching on television, you know they trade up, and I'm sure they're confused when they hear the start of that first name that's coming through. And then, of course, it's Landry, and you put two and two together. It's like, oh, Harold Landry, this is great. Titans fans are excited. What was your vantage point of that? Were you on the phone with someone with the Titans as that's happening, or were you actually watching your television as Vince Young calls you Honor Landry?
I was already on the phone with John Robinson. So, I mean, if I wasn't on the phone with him, I probably wouldn't have known who he was talking about. I promise you, Tennessee was the number one place that I wanted to go to, whether the first round or second round. It happened. I'm 100% grateful.
Harold Landry, our guest here on 104.5 The Zone. Harold, what was it about your visit and your workout with Mike Vrabel where you two hit it off and you wanted to end up a Tennessee Titan prior to the actual draft starting?
First, the defense is perfect for me. The role that they're going to have me to is perfect, I feel like, for my skill set. And then when Coach Vrabel, he came to me to dinner, we got to know each other a lot better. I mean, he woke me up the next morning. We watched film together, and it just went great. My workout went great. I was able to show him that I'm fluid enough and athletic enough to play outside linebacker and DN, whichever one they want to play, depending on the in the game. What was that?
Sorry, had you seen his son during his visit or had any interaction with him when he was up there on his way, obviously, to be an Eagle in the fall as an offensive lineman?
Yeah, he came up and he was there at the practice the next morning because BC had practice before I had my workout with him. I got to meet him too.
Speed is the backbone of your game. How have you developed your overall game throughout your career in college?
I would say that I was able to develop it because, like, my first two seasons, my freshman and sophomore year, I was being coached by Coach Brown, who's now the D coordinator at Michigan. And, it was a great system. It was a lot of blitzing, a lot of stunting. But then when Coach P came in my junior and senior, it was more so about, you know, developing the player and winning one-on-one matchups versus, you know, trying to, like, out-scheme the opponent. And I think Coach P did a great job developing me as a player, but also the strength and, you know, the explosion part of it, just developing my body over time at BC has paid off greatly. And it shows on the film. I think that's a big part of my game, my athletic ability. And I just try to make sure I keep touching that every single day along with the football aspect of it, with fundamentals and technique.
I'm doing this off of memory. I may be way wrong and confusing you with another prospect, so if I am, forgive me. Did you play center in high school?
Center in high school?
Yeah.
No, I played DN, outside linebacker, and receiver.
Oh, receiver. So you did play a little offense, but not on the offensive line. Like I thought I was reading something through that. But you go to BC. You originally go there, but then opened up your recruitment process again, I believe, and then end up at BC anyway. What led you to Boston College throughout the entire recruitment process, and how many top colleges were on you late?
Yeah, so BC was the first to offer me, but then I would say about a couple weeks later, all the big-time schools offered me, like Ohio State, Miami, Tennessee, Ole Miss, basically SEC and ACC schools, and a lot of them. But the thing that set BC apart was that obviously they were the first to offer me, but within that time I had built such a strong relationship with the coaching staff that was at BC. Mainly Coach Wash, who's now also at Michigan. He's like a second father to me. I still talk to him to this day. And, like, I just thought that the relationship that I had with them was more important than just going to another football factory school. And it definitely worked out best.
You familiar at all with Derek Morgan and Brian Arakpo?
Yeah, for sure.
What do you imagine as you walk in the door when you meet those guys the first time? When you envision that in your head, how does it go? What do you say? How do you act?
First I'm going to just go in there and work, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to just keep my head down and, you know, just try to earn their respect. You know, they're the veterans of the team, the leaders of the team. So, you know, I just want to make sure that I go in there and earn their respect first as a ball player. I think just a whole front seven could be really, really good. I'm coming in there to work. Rashawn's coming in there to work. They already got a lot of great pieces on the team. So, I mean, I'm just coming there humble and just ready to work and just let everything fall into place and just compete. That's what football is about, competing. That's what I'm going there and doing, compete.
I know you have, 10 forced fumbles throughout your college career, 7 in that big season your junior year. Is there an art form to punching the ball loose, and do you have it?
Yeah, no, so I mean, if you're coming from the backside of the quarterback, no matter what edge you're on, you definitely got to bring your outside arm around to help you turn the corner. And when you're bringing around, like, you know, you always got to have vision on the quarterback, but also on the ball. And once you see the ball, you just got to snag it. But I mean, if you're coming, fake is definitely, you know, out to getting the ball out, because when you're taught that every single day when you're doing certain drills to make it like a muscle habit when you're coming around the edge.
We had a little debate here about a guy at your position wearing a single digit. I think it tends to make you look smaller, and I have a harder time wrapping my head around it. Chad over here thinks...
I think it looks cool. I think the bigger the guy and the single digit number, especially on defense, it makes you look more athletic. Obviously you agree with me. You like the single digit number on a big guy.
Yeah, no, I mean... Yeah, no, I thought the single digit numbers were pretty cool. But I mean, obviously, they got like a certain system around it. So, I mean, I'm going to just have to follow that system. Just pick a number in the numbers that, you know, that are open.
You don't know what it is yet?
Nah, I think, I don't know what it is yet, to be honest. We're working on it right now.
Do you have a preference?
I'm pretty sure it's going to be a number in like the 50s, but I don't know which number yet.
Harold Landry has been our guest, Titans second round selection. So you get into town next week, is that right?
On Thursday.
Okay.
They send you anything in the meantime, playbook wise or anything, or they tell you just to keep working out and they'll see you next week?
They send me back because I plan on coming in, you know, knowing relatively like the majority of it. So when I come in, you know, I have the ability to play fast and not think too much while I'm playing. So yeah, no, I'm getting that right now.
Did you come across Rashawn Evans during any of the pre-draft visits or workouts, things like that throughout your travel?
Yeah, I met him when I was visiting the Bills. Yeah, no, he's a really cool dude. I can't wait to get in the locker room and go put in some work with him.
Well, by all accounts, the Titans front office, they feel like they got the two guys they wanted defensively in the first and second round. Where all of the mock drafts had either you or Evans going in the first round to Tennessee. So I know they're very pleased to get the duo that they ended up with, and it sounds like you're thrilled to be with this defense.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Like I said, it's a place I want to be. I'm just ready to go put in this work with these boys and, you know, put Tennessee on the map. You know, Tennessee did really good last year, but I just think, there's, like, more meat on the bone. You get what I'm saying? I feel like this defense could be something special. This team could be something special. And I'm just excited to get to Tennessee and get to work with them. I wish I was there right now putting in work with them.
We look forward to seeing you in town, getting to know you. Wish you luck and safe travels.
Bring the meat, so to speak, as you just said.
Yeah, I got you. I appreciate it.
All right.
Thanks, Harold. Honor.
Harold Landry has been our guest.
Let's get him to giggle.
See if it sticks.
Harold Landry.
Honor Landry. Great first visit with him.